Les Kinnear may sound like he's talking to a toddler.
Boy, put your foot here. Foot. Baloo, foot. Foot. You're not paying attention.
Baloo. But Baloo is an 800-pound brown bear.
What? No? Okay.
Kinnear runs Sitka's Fortress of the Bear with his wife, Evie. He's standing nose to snout with Baloo, a 4-year-old, 7-foot-tall brown bear, separated by only a couple inches and a metal grate door. Kinnear was a hunting guide for years, hunting bears along with other big game. Now, he and his wife care for 7 bears in the remains of Sitka's old pulp mill. The bears were all orphaned as cubs and would otherwise have been euthanized. Asked why he started the fortress, Kinnear says,
"Well, all you gotta do is have one of those little bears sit there and lick you on the hand, and you know the answer to that one. That's simple."
The 2 giant clarifying tanks from the old pulp mill have been converted into large bear pens with high concrete walls.
It has kind of a post-apocalyptic feel in here.
Yeah.
It's not just the bear pens. All the facility's buildings were salvaged from the pulp mill or hauled over secondhand. Everything is rusty. There are piles of tires, sacks of supplies. A flock of assorted poultry roams around. It's a scrappy operation. When the fortress was first proposed, a lot of Sitkins weren't thrilled.
We have one of the largest or the highest known density of brown bears in the world. In the world. And so people are saying, why would you put a zoo in here? That's a good question.
Phil Mooney is the regional wildlife biologist for the Department of Fish and Game. He was skeptical at first, and he wasn't the only one.
Letters went to the governor. It was pretty divisive in the beginning. There was a big campaign to keep our bears wild and that type deal, and that people come here to see wild bears, not zoo bears. And there was a lot of, a very strong emotional response.
But Mooney has since changed his mind. He remembers a delegation visiting from the Bronx Zoo. One of the women kept saying how impressed she was with the facility.
I'm like, okay, I'm missing something. And she turned to me and said, you're missing it because you're thinking of it, of this facility as a person. I said, you have issues with the aesthetics of it. The bears don't care about the aesthetics. They care that they've got 3/4 acre in there that they can dig and do anything they want out there like a real bear would.
But what really made Mooney a believer was when the Kinnears invited Sitka's 3rd-5th graders out to the fortress. The Kinnears pitched 2 tents in the bear enclosure, and inside each was a sleeping bag with a hot dog in the bottom.
And the bears ran straight over to the tents, slit them open, pulled the sleeping bags out, ripped the hot dog out, and held the hot dog up and showed the kids. And the kids were like, I'm never taking food in my tent again.
Mooney was impressed. He spends a lot of his time on bear education, trying to train people to avoid the kinds of interactions that lead to dead bears and orphan cubs. In other words, the kind of situations that brought these bears to the fortress in the first place.
This just kills new. If you hold a mic up here, you can probably hear him breathe.
Killsnoo was the fortress's first bear. Mooney captured him as a cub in the summer of 2007, after his mother was shot trying to enter a lodge near Angoon.
He was malnourished, dehydrated, terrified, traumatized. He had all of the hair burn off his front paws, clear to the shoulders, a belly full of tapeworms, a mouth full of broken teeth. We started working with him right here in this training room. By the second day, we could hand feed him.
Kinnear says he understands why some folks object to the idea of the fortress. In an ideal world, brown bears shouldn't live in old clarifying tanks, he says. His grand vision for the fortress is much more ambitious. He wants to expand the habitats and eventually start rehabilitating bear cubs to return to the wild. This has been done in British Columbia and the lower 48, but isn't permitted in Alaska.
We aren't going to save a lot of bears. We've only done a dozen in the last, 10 years. Some of the other places around the country where they process and release, they're into the hundreds.
Mooney says releasing bears isn't likely anytime soon, but he says the fortress has a role even without that. He thinks these bears in captivity might turn out to be some of his best tools for keeping the rest of Sitka's bears wild. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.